appreciate Black artistry in all forms, but these movies always follow the same formula. One, you got your main characters, the strong Black female lead who has had enough with life and needs to get rid of some sort of dead weight. Usually she does something drastic like chopping off her long hair, taking a trip to a remote island, or just throwing herself into her work. Two, and then you got your supporting cast. Friends, colleagues, that one over-the-top person who brings comedic relief to the story? 2A, they fit into one of two categories as well. Either they are strongly encouraging the main character to go after the love interest, 2B, or they are strongly discouraging them until the main character has some epiphany about their unhappiness or a lack of love and manages to come around at the end. The plot lines are predictable and always come to a lackluster climax. Super stale. But everyone thinks that's just my cynical behind. Take Love Jones. Within the first 5 minutes, the scene opens with a neon red sign in the cut illuminating the sanctuary, a local, moody, smoke-filled poetry spot where the main characters, Darius and Nina, meet. All while listening to the sleek sounds of a woke brother schooling Black people about how to talk to one another. Basic. Then smooth-ass Darius rolls up on the stage, reciting some poem that was inspired by Nina, speaking on blues and funk. And sex. Nina blows him off at first, but they eventually get together. Had that been me? I guess the movie would be over before it began because there's no way he would have gotten a first date eroticizing me like that. As the two characters profess their love for one another, again, my mom glances over in my direction, expecting me to complain, but I don't. This time. She would just say that these romance tropes are everywhere, and with white Hollywood feeding us Black trauma porn, why not show more romances on screen with Black leads? And so, I'm conflicted. As a writer, I love watching for the cinematography, the banter, the showcase of a Black love story blossoming. But at my core, I'm not a rom-com type of girl. The tropes alone make me uneasy when you really think about them. Childhood friends, I gag at the thought of dating anyone in the cesspool of boys from my childhood. Falling in love with the bad boy? Let's examine the abusiveness of this trope. Enemies to lovers? Funniest one yet. Forbidden love? Okay. Just not feeling any of these. If we really want to go there, they're all problematic and simple. Give me writing with more conflict, more depth. Something that's more nuanced and grips you. Makes you question the world around you. Let's talk about real life issues that affect us daily and the traumas our community is untangling. At least that's the type of writing I want to do. I feel like the platform should be used to bring more meaning into this world than just a story about two people falling in love. Just my humble opinion. Still, for some reason, every time I'm tasked with dusting the shelves of our basement entertainment center and my mom's DVD collection, yeah, don't even get me started. I can't help but pull out Love Jones and look at the package. It's the scene of Darius and Nina passionately kissing in the rain. When no Black girl with a silk press is really gonna want to stand out there and lock lips while getting their hair drenched. And yet, sometimes I catch myself daydreaming it's me. We all deserve a big love story, Mom says. As the love scene fades out, there's nothing better. I take a deep sigh and exhale it into my blanket. I don't want a lecture today. I know I sound pessimistic and all over the place, but the truth is, the concept of love just ain't that simple anymore. What people call love now is merely infatuation, more about themselves than trying to actually get to know a person. Whatever happened to asking someone out to dinner, walking you up to your porch to make sure you get in safe, having picnics in the park, or passing notes to profess your love? Whatever happened to love that isn't superficial? I stare up at the family portrait still hanging.